This is Morning Glory from Radio Nova. Hello there, good morning. Hope the form is all right. It's 9 minutes away from eight. It's real news, it's just a little bit out there.
We search high, we search low. We travel to the four corners of the world and sometimes beyond to find Hecked Up News.
Connor, there's been a problem in a graveyard in New Jersey.
Always a fun time.
Yeah, always a fun place to hang out as well, it would seem. Basically, people have been wondering why flowers keep going missing off their loved ones' graves.
Oh, no.
And they called the police. So detectives went to work. They brought in some replacement plants, some brand new plants and flowers and bouquets and stuff like that. Stuck up a couple of surveillance cameras. And then a couple of days later, loved ones called again to say the plants have gone missing. What's the story? They went back through the footage and saw a woman pop up in her minivan going over to the graves, taking the flowers off them and putting them in her van. What did she do then?
Went and sold them back.
Sold them. She's a florist. And not only is she a florist in a neighbouring town to this graveyard, she's the former police dispatcher.
What? Yeah. Like,
yep.
Here.
All right, so she was selling them back the flowers that they kept putting on.
Yep. I recognise this, but
wait a minute. Didn't I buy this before? That's a little fecked up news.
That's a lot fecked up. We've already had spoons, forks, knives. We've even had sporks, Marty.
Sporks?
A spoon fork.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Now.
Sounds like a Swiss Army knife kind of a
kind vibe. Kind of a vibe, yes, yeah.
I've got it.
McDonald's, the good people at Macca's, have gone and invented the fork.
Okay, talk me through the fork.
What the hell is a fork? What the fork?
Fork, calling
you might say.
Orson. Come in, Orson.
So a fork is like a tiny little shovel that you get three McDonald's French fries and you shove into it.
Okay.
And turn said shovely thing into a fries fork. So it's a fork made of fries.
Why?
Fries fork. Fork.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But
yeah, I know.
But how do you pick up stuff with a bendy fry?
No, you use the little short ones. You know, there's always the little short, pointy lads.
Oh, the hardy ones?
The little hard lads there.
Yeah, the crispier ones. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's all to do with their signature crafted recipes sandwich, which is coming out on May 5th, apparently, and they're going to be limited in the amount that you can get. But, you know, people have been tweeting about this, and the pictures have to be seen to be believed. It's like a tiny red shovel that you've shoved three of those hard chips into.
Yeah.
French fries, sorry. And then you can use that to stab stuff with. So one person on Twitter has gone and listed off these inventions. Telephone, light bulb, penicillin, transistor radio, the fork.
Radio, and there's comparisons to sloth claws and stuff like that, isn't there?
What the fork? Fork that. You know, all that sort of stuff. Also, what the fork is happening?
6 minutes away from eight on Morning Glory.
Sunny spells and temperatures between 16 and 19 degrees. And now you're up to date on Radio Nova, home of Morning Glory.
Starting work already? Come on! You're only in the door! Warm up your brain by guessing the year.
When the feck on Morning Glory.
Right then, we want to send you off to the Trinity Summer Sessions 2017. We've got a range of gigs that you can go to. Your choice of tickets is here and now on When the Feck.
You can go to Gregory Porter, you can go to James Vincent McMorrow, Bell X1, Pixies, Two Door Cinema Club, Alt J. Amazing.
So if you want to go, all you got to do is listen to the songs we're about to play, listen to the newsy bits that we tell you about, and then hit us up on 087 18 18 100 and you can suggest what year we're talking about. And if you can, all the better, give us a little story of what you were doing in this year.
We love the stories. Marty, as we head into the long, hot summer. Yeah, hopefully. But it's championship season. Most people will be getting into their championship mode, waiting for the ga to kick back in. Yeah. This happened in this particular year.
It's all over, and Down have won the All-Ireland. Down maintain a magnificent record. They've never lost an All-Ireland final.
Rightio.
So there you go. Down beat Meath in the All-Ireland final this year.
This was the year that the Birmingham Six, after 16 years, finally walked free. The Dalai Lama was in town hanging around Trinity College as well, and this year that we also want to send you off to the Trinity Summer Series. So, song-wise, this was number one for about 4 years in this particular year.
Was it number one, actually, for the entire year?
No, it was number one for the entire summer, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, and everywhere. Just can't.
And we're playing you the long version.
Look into my eyes, you will see.
This is Morning Glory on Radio Nova. We're playing When the Feck. Do you remember when Larry Gogan was on the radio every day?
I do. Is he not still?
Not every day, I don't think. But okay. He used to do the number one at one. So he played the number. So that literally was on at lunchtime every day for the entire...
Almost the entire year.
Almost the entire year. Absolutely. It was just endless.
It was endless.
It must be like for Groundhog Day, I'm going in there every day and playing that same song.
Actually,
can
you imagine? Yeah, every day at the same time. Marty, that movie, what that was from,
yes.
I don't think it won an Oscar. I'm not entirely sure, but...
And rightly so.
And rightly so. But in this particular year, all of these did.
And the Oscar goes to Kathy Bates in Misery.
And the Oscar for screenplay written directly for the screen goes to... Well, who is it, Jodie?
Bruce Joel Rubin for Ghost.
And the Oscar goes to... Dances with Wolves. Jim Wilson and Kevin Costner.
So, Kevin Costner actually did win an Oscar in this particular year, but it wasn't for that movie that we were...
Robin Hood.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Dee had an awful crush on Kevin Costner in as Robin Hood.
Oh, really?
Did anyone not think it was weird that Robin Hood was American?
Yes. Obviously. I mean, the cast there all had...
All over the shop.
Random
Christian
accents.
Slater.
Just everywhere. The only one that had a decent accent in that was Alan Rickman as the sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah, he was brilliant as usual.
He was.
Right, but when are we talking about? When did this all happen? I was in fifth year in school and I always remember my dad. He said, knuckle down in fifth year. Dad was a teacher. Knuckle down in fifth year and sixth year will be a doddle. And he was absolutely right.
And did you knuckle down?
I knuckled down in fifth year.
Oh,
no, I did. I took the advice. But for that reason, though, I remember absolutely nothing else except sitting with my desk and drumming on the lamp.
No.
That's all I remember. This was big. Actually, I think I got my first CD player in this year.
Oh.
I think, yeah. So U2 Mysterious Ways was on the radio. When though? 087 1818 100. Extreme More Than Words on Morning Glory on Radio Nova as we play When the Feck. The prize is rather nice actually this week.
It is rather nice. You can win yourself a pair of tickets to the Trinity Summer Series 2017. You choose who you want to see basically. You can go to see Gregory Porter or James Vincent McMorrow or Bell X1 or Pixies or Two Door Cinema Club or Alt J. You just tell us who you want to pick.
This was the year that the intercert was done, yeah. And it was then became the junior cert the year after.
The following year.
Ah. So it was the last year of the intercert.
Si.
And I had done my intercert the year previous. And somebody's just reminded me here with a story about, you know, just hanging out and being very cool. I remembered this summer that I fell in love with the AC/DC song Ride On. And I used to bring this ghetto blaster around me like a sap. 4,000 batteries in it. And we'd hang around in a tree. In the tree, like we climb the tree with the radio and sit there and try and kiss girls. No, well, actually, it wasn't just trying because we actually were quite successful.
Actually, I was quite successful at that.
But I do remember AC/DC Ride On being the absolute soundtrack, you know, which had obviously come out a billion years previous. But for me, it really made my tape deck sizzle this year.
We had a collective noun for people like you.
Pervs?
In our. No, it was in our secondary school. We called them the trench coat mafia.
Oh yeah,
and I have a feeling you would have been one of the trench coat mafia.
I had a leather one.
Yeah. Yes. Oh God.
Okay.
Oh
yep.
God.
Right. A little red herring with regards to songs in a few minutes, but it was also the year that for the first time ever we were really watching stuff unfold in front of our eyes with CNN and 24-hour news.
Mm-hmm.
We were glued to what was going on in Iraq and Storm and Norman and all that sort of stuff. That was all really kicking off in this particular year. Do you know when?
Do you remember the phrase that came out because of that? We're going home to watch the war.
I know.
Like, that's bizarre stuff, isn't it?
Is Jimmy coming out to play football? No, he's in watching the war.
Nuts. Absolutely crazy.
Right, when are we talking about? 087 1818 100. Head off to the Trinity Summer Series. Your choice of gigs if you want the tickets. Just tell us when we're talking about. And as I say, a red herring, a song that was re-released in this year to play next.
Morning Glory.
The Clash.
I must have traveled through some sort of vortex and tumbled through time.
WTF.
When the Feck.
I was 17 years of age. I had just done my driving test and I failed it first time round.
No way.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
No need to brag here, Connor, but I passed mine the first time around. This year I was 10.
And you passed your driving test.
I wasn't driving though. Just saying, I passed my driving test.
I was driving a milk float.
A milk float?
When I was about 11 years of age.
Nice.
Hello, Jane. Talking about driving, you didn't have so much luck in this year, did you?
No. I was driving up the Keys and a bus ran me into a parked car. I crashed my mom's car and the bus didn't stop. So there was all chaos.
Wow. Jeepers, it's a night now.
And do you remember the car that mum was supposed to be driving that year?
It was a Ford Fiesta.
Of course it was.
Wrecked.
It was, and it was never driven again, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And had you a full licence at this stage?
No.
Okay, and all were right. You driving on your own?
It was different in them days.
You didn't go after Dublin Bus for any compo then, did you?
What they actually said, because a man came over and he saw the whole incident on the quay, and he said the bus had no lights, so we think it was going up for
test or whatever.
Whatever.
Listen, what year was all of this happening?
1991.
Is absolutely right. You'll never forget it by the sounds of things.
Absolutely.
Righto.
Listen, you've won yourself a pair of tickets to the Trinity Summer Series. Take your time. Think about which gig you'd like to go to.
I don't need to have to think.
Let me guess. Pixies.
My husband and my daughter will be going to the Pixies.
That's the way. All right. Well, your Pixie tickets are yours. All right, then.
Thanks a million, guys.
Enjoy. 9:34. You know I feel
all. Oh, brings me back to the Cavern Club. That does.
Oh, I can over. Say that now.
Give over. You were there once and over the weekend.
Yeah, but still, I can say
brings me back
it now.
To my days in the Cavern. That does. Hearing that on the radio there now. I must admit, Connor was at a stag weekend in Liverpool over the weekend.
Hence the voice.
You sound fine, actually.
Do I?
Yeah, I think you do.
There was so much singing done.
Good.
That my voice is actually really, really very sore.
No, you sound fine.
All right, then.
So no moaning.
Okay.
But listen, you went to the Cavern Club.
We did.
Somewhere I've always wanted to go.
Well, I tell you, it's in the Temple Bariest of Temple Bar parts of Liverpool.
Okay.
And it
Stag
is...
Stag Central?
Stag Central.
Okay.
But... it was the first place that we went to, which was great, and it was lovely to go in. And we went to see an Oasis tribute band in the Cavern Club.
You were at home.
I was in my element. Right. I loved it. And it is, I guess, it's more of a museum than anything now because it's been refurbished and rebuilt and all that sort of stuff since the Beatles played there. But it's still cool to go to. And you go down like five flights of stairs and you really get the feeling that you are quite deep underground.
I never realised it was so far underground from what you were saying. I literally thought you'd come in off the street, you'd walk down a flight of stairs and you'd be there.
Have you ever been to Covent Garden tube station in London? Okay,
yes.
You know when you walk down the stairs and you walk down like 15 million flights of stairs? It's kind of like that.
Well,
so, I mean, it's not that deep, but it's pretty deep.
Right.
I think you go down four or five flights of stairs.
But to be in those rooms, to be in those iconic brick laden rooms.
It was awesome. I mean, the only thing about it is plastic glass and all that sort of stuff. Like little glasses.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. It's all that.
Is it that messy?
It's pretty messy, I have to say. Like the room where...
Don't want to go now.
The room where the tribute band was playing, when I walked out after it had cleared out, it was like wading through beer.
It was like a festival.
It was like a proper festival.
Right, okay.
But it was great fun.
Okay.
And it was packed and they have constant music, constant bands, and the sound quality is brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good.
I'd like to see it.
Nova with Van Halen. David Lee Roth, Dance the Night Away in front of that rainbow since you've been gone. Mondello Park, the superbikes, you want to go? We'll give you tickets. You want to get into a really fast BMW and get driven around Mondello? At great speed, an M4, wow, all part of the driving experience, the BMW driving experience. Okay, we'll get you into that draw as well. We give you Imelda May music as well. Play College of Knowledge, General Knowledge, 60 seconds against the clock. We'll be playing later on this hour if you'd like to have a go. Give us a bell right now, 440-4100. Nova with Greg Cochran, Def Leppard channeling their best Darth Vader impressions when you hear that voice. And the 40th anniversary of Star Wars is coming soon. And to commemorate that, there's a jeweller in Tokyo. Do you see this? He's made a Vader mask. Not just your average Darth Vader mask. Marking the 40th anniversary of the release of Star Wars in 1977. 24 karat gold, an exact replica of Vader. One of the most recognisable science fiction villains. Rather heavy, 33 pounds in weight. And if you have yen, if you have a yen for it, see what I did there? 154 million yen will get you one, just over €1 million from the jeweler's store, which is in the Ginza district of Tokyo, rather upmarket, I'm told. May 4th, you can buy it, a couple of days from now. A date celebrated, as you know, by Star Wars fans as Star Wars Day, because of the pun on the film's catchphrase, May the 4th be with you. So maybe buy Euro Minions tonight and pop over to Tokyo.
You know, commuting on public transport is great.
That's a lad who knows how to write a song. Ian Brody, Lightning Seeds, The Life of Riley.
Radio Nova's Job Finder.
On Guard Pest Control in Dublin have a full-time position on offer. Experience isn't essential as full training will be given. You must have a full clean driving licence. CVs to info at onguardpestcontrol.ie. Securitas Security Services are having a recruitment open day in the Gresham on the 4th of May, just a couple of days from now. All applicants will have a valid PSA, that's a private security authority license.
The 1 o'clock Rock Report.
In association with Hot Press.
Radio Nova.
Good afternoon, Joan here with your music news. Queen and Adam Lambert are rumoured to be headlining Glastonbury 2020, and Bruce Springsteen opens up about his money troubles at the start of his career. But first, I'm joined by Roisin Dwyer from Hot Press with some music news about AC/DC. Is that right, Roisin?
Hi, Joan. Yes, great news that AC/DC legend Brian Johnson is set to be honoured with a bronze plaque in his honour in his home region of Newcastle Gateshead. This is actually part of their initiative, the Local Heroes Walk of Fame, where the general public cast their votes to nominate the most inspiring local person from the last 60 years. So great to see...
Ready to over drive a pack ordinary the Yardbirds and the shapes of things.
You right there, Ileana?
Okay, you. Ileana does is a professional. She cleans this place like you could eat off the floor by the time she's finished. But you know, I mean, when
she's busy,
she's busy, and I don't like to interrupt her. So, are you right now? Are you finished now? You finished?
Not finished.
You're not finished. Oh, okay, but you finished in here. You finished in here, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have time.
What? What? In here you are finished, yes?
No.
No?
Hear me, no.
No, that's okay. Come in. Yeah, finish. Yeah, thank you. No, you're good. Thanks a million. She's mad at me today because she's dark on me because she got... Remember, I still have a bit of it. She got the cold off me that I have. So she basically couldn't care less what happens to my radio show today. She's gonna Hoover end the story. So, Ileana hoovers and sniffs. Courtney continues. I have this brilliant prize from the Eccles Hotel in Glengariff. If you've been there, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't been to Glengariff, you have to go there. West Cork's Wild Atlantic Way, and on Easter weekend, the leader of the opposition and I stayed down. It was fantastic. Loved it. The people we met at the hotel and all the staff are great. But here's the prize, right? Two-night stay for two of you sharing a full breakfast and dinner on one of the evenings at the Eccles Hotel in Glengariff. And if you want to get yourself into the draw for this, which is happening on Friday, then what you need to do is phone me now. And let's see how we do. It's a quick quiz. It's a real quick quiz. 30 seconds to see how many you can get right in 30 seconds. Okay. Ring me on 4100 and let's see how you get on. The best so far is 4 out of 5. Oh, there it is.
And in time,
she's done. Thank God for
that. This one reminds the other of a part.
The Nova Randomizer.
Okay, 68, 52, 100. If it strikes you in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night, and an idea for the randomizer, because that's automated. Or you can ring just like I opened them up before. 4404100.
Hello, Nova.
Pat, how's it getting on? How are you, mate? It's Kit here. I think I was talking to you there about this time last year, actually. We were doing a... it was with the fire brigade. I remember talking to you about doing a charity fundraiser. We were peddling go-karts. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yes! Which ended up out at Nutgrove.
Yes, that was it, yeah.
I went looking for you, but I never found you. I actually went out there that day. We did our shopping out there, so I could find you. But there was a big bouncy castle, and I couldn't see...
They had the whole thing out there. Yeah. You know, we got delayed, because it took a little bit longer than we thought, but we finished up about 6:30, yeah.
It was a nice day for it, I remember, anyway.
Oh, man, we got an absolute cracker.
You did, yeah. The length of the canal, am I right?
From Shannon Bridge in... Shannon Harbour, should I say, down in Offaly, up as far as... We had to cut it short. We stopped at... where was a Hazel Hatch. We're just running out of time. We did a good old distance, but raised over €10,500.
Well, that's really good.
It's pretty good now, I have to say. So.
What had you in mind for the randomizer?
Yeah. It was something that popped up on, another way you have the random play on your iPod or whatever. Manson, Wide Open Space. They turned into a dance song at some stage with Destroyed It, but the original Manson, Wide Open Space, is a belter of a tune.
I have it. I get it on.
Oh, good man, Pat. Yeah. And you're keeping well yourself anyway, yeah?
Getting away with it, Kit. Getting away with it.
Listen, mind yourself. You're a busy man, so I'll let you go.
Cheers,
but
man. Yeah, good talking to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate. Thanks, man. Thanks for all your help as well, yeah?
Not at all.
All right, cheers, boy.
Cheers, thanks. All
right, bye.
Manson, Wide Open Space on the Randomizer.
Training camp in Spain coming before that.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Radio Nova Instant Traffic.
With Dent Pro Revolution. Taking dings from your car without putting a dent in your wallet. DentPro.ie.
There's nothing kind of extra. Expect
Shite.
Where you would normally expect.
Shite.
All right. But apart from that, there's nothing kind of specific. Hold on. Something's just... I was going to say popped up. No, nothing serious. Look, the way it is this, right? The repeal the 8th rally still has Kildare closed, coming down from Stephen's Green and up from Nassau Street. Tala's busy tonight with Longford getting ready to get beaten. And you need to take a lot of care on the M1 northbound. It's just at Dunabate, Junction 4. Nope, no cars. There's a pedestrian last reported in the median.
Am I a man or am I?
Radio Nova weather.
With QuoteDevil.ie.
QuoteDevil.ie can save you money on your home insurance, van insurance, car insurance, or life insurance.
The QuoteDevil's always got one hell of a quote.
Dry with sunny spells with highs of around 13 degrees along the coast due to a light moderate breeze. Tonight, remaining dry, clear spells, temperatures 6 to 7 degrees amid further light to moderate easterly winds. Now you're up to date on Radio Nova, the home of Morning Glory, 6 to 10 weekdays.
Who says it's quitting time? I said it's quitting time.
The High Five. Five of the biggest tunes at 6 for your drive home
on Radio Nova.
It's 80s, 90s on Radio Nova. I'm Dee Woods from 1992. The album was Us. That's the track Digging in the Dirt from Peter Gabriel. Complete, of course, as only Peter Gabriel can do them. A Mad El video, which he is lying in the dirt for some of it, and then there's some moving plasticine at some stage. He did his videos a bit wild. He is a bit mad, but his music was absolutely brilliant. And it is here on 80s, 90s on Radio Nova. On the way, I've got three ladies. I've got Meredith Brooks with a song from 1997 using a bit of a rude word, although no one thought it was rude when Elton John sang about the bitch being back. But anyway, Hazel O'Connor's Asking If You Will, and Sheryl Crow's talking about, well, Twisty Streets. That's all on the way here on Nova.
Love albums.
Love albums.
We do too. That's why, weeknights at midnight, we bring you an entire album, nonstop and ad-free.
This is 80s, 90s on Radio Nova. I'm Dee Woods playing Aerosmith Crying from 1993. And yes, they are going to absolutely rock Three Arena when they play June 14th. Best of luck with that gig if you're going. I know it's miles away, but just enjoy it. Like, we may as well get excited now. There's so many great gigs coming this year. And now that summer's here, as I say, it's May, we can finally get excited about the proper summer gigs. Yay! And that is for Caroline, who got in touch. You can always get in touch anytime. I'm on Twitter at Radio. You can email d@nova.ie, and always on the good old 80s, 90s postal address, Radio Nova, Castle Forbes House, Castle Forbes Road in Dublin 1. The road they're completely digging up at the moment. You can't miss us. We're just underneath 50 million diggers and cranes and things. It's all good though. On the way, something from the very, very beginning of the 80s barely makes it into our 80s, 90s show. But ironically, it's by a band called New Music. It's on the way.
And now,
your Nova Entertainment Guy.